We received this information via CEOP on the 2nd of December 2011. And over the following 6 months, we have pursued our leads across the country, tasking officers to attend the four corners of the UK, disseminated information across the world, and use the services of CEOP, the behavioural analysts, forensic psychologists, their intelligence unit, to do subscriber checks and intelligence checks on people we later identified with paedophiles across the country. We've arrested those paedophiles, interviewed them extensively, seized their computers, and safeguarded over 30 children. Each one of those children would be subject to a care plan and a safety order just to ensure that they aren't subject to any abuse or further continued abuse. So the investigation has been extremely detailed and protracted and isn't over yet.
Paedophiles obviously are these anonymous individuals. They act as they think in secret, but you've been telling me otherwise.
Yes, absolutely. They live in a world of what they like to think is fantasy. They communicate with one another via chat logs, such websites on the internet as Motherless and other horrific titles. And they communicate with each other in what they perceive to be secrecy. They like to consider themselves discreet. But this inquiry clearly shows that if you communicate with somebody who is not as discreet as you, and that person in turn communicates with either law enforcement agents, covert police investigators, then the network will fall down. So Maber was at the hub of 15 paedophiles he was communicating with via chat logs. All of those 15 have now been arrested. So the message was clear. If you talk about children sexually online to anybody, you'll be found and you will be arrested and you'll be dealt with and your computers will be seized and your family will be made aware of who you are, your employment, your livelihood, your relationship with any existing children that you have or children you have access to will end instantly, and your life will effectively be packed in a box for 6 months whilst the police investigate your offending. If you are proving to possess a decent image of children, or in the worst case scenario, have had a contact offence with children, you will be prosecuted and you will find yourself in prison.
And this is effectively what's happened in this particular example. One of the worst cases that you've seen. I mean, can you give me some comment as to the feelings that went through your mind during the case of the investigation and how you felt with the good result that the police were able to achieve?
Quite simply, the levels of depravity that Maber displayed towards his victim was just abhorrent. It went against every